You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, says Anglicans and Catholics have found renewed impetus and momentum in how they work and walk together. The leader of the Worldwide Anglican Communion spoke to Vatican Radio following a papal audience at the conclusion of a two-day visit to Rome, marking half a century of Anglican-Catholic dialogue. Archbishop Welby has spent 2 days in Rome accompanied by 17 other leaders of Anglican provinces worldwide and by pairs of Anglican and Catholic bishops who've been discussing ways of forging closer partnerships in mission. At the audience in the Vatican on Thursday, the Pope said it was a beautiful sign of fraternity to see the primates of so many Anglican provinces celebrating the fruits of the first meeting 50 years ago between Pope Paul VI and Archbishop Michael Ramsey. Let us never grow tired of asking the Lord together and insistently for the gift of unity, Pope Francis said, adding that all church leaders are being challenged to go out and bring God's merciful love to a world thirsting for peace. Archbishop Welby thanked the Pope for his leadership and for the effect that this has had on the Anglican Communion.
You have recalled us afresh to the needs of ministering with the poor. You have set a Christ-like example by your travel to places of suffering and difficulty. You have stood alongside migrant peoples. You have initiated work on modern slavery and human trafficking, and much more. You gave essential force to the meeting of nations in Paris on climate change. Your letters and encyclicals have spoken far beyond Rome and her church, in a manner which is universal.
The two leaders also spent close to an hour in private conversation, sharing jokes and discussing everything from prayer to peacemaking, from sexual ethics to the personal revelations that Welby made earlier this year regarding his own father's identity. Following that encounter, I caught up with the Archbishop to see if he could share any of that conversation with us.
A lot of the conversation was about prayer, in a very practical sense, and he used this beautiful expression, which I'm sure he's used in public. He says that when we pray, we make room for grace. And I was very, very struck by that. We talked about the need to walk together. We talked about the role of the church as peacemaker, as a source of mercy in a fairly merciless world. Those were the key general areas, prayer and mercy, walking together. There was a good deal of humour, and jokes don't always translate very well.
You also talked about what you described as the serious obstacles, the two particularly you mentioned in the Common Declaration, this question of human sexuality and perhaps also the ordination of women.
We talked very briefly about that. The question of human sexuality came up in the context of talking about the need for grace, for not casting stones, for this balance that's in Amoris Laetitia so beautifully in chapters 8 and 9 of pastoral care and ideal. And we discussed that at some length. But the emphasis being on not being a body that condemns, that hates, but a body that speaks of mercy and the love of Christ, which, and he was very clear, that is with which obviously we both agreed entirely, that sense of mercy and love and forgiveness is something we all need. Too often we become pharisaical, and we talked about that, and finger-wagging and judgmental. But it is mercy that is the heart.
Sometimes looking at the two of you together, it seems that you actually get on better than you do with many of the other leaders within your own Anglican communion.
Oh, I wouldn't say that at all. No, we have a lot of laughs among ourselves. In a sense, yes, there is a warmth. I'm hugely grateful for that. He is so generous with his affection and friendship to everyone. I don't think I'm particularly privileged. But certainly within the Anglican Communion, we have significant differences, but we do continue to walk together, to love each other, to seek each other's health and good. And I mean, for instance, earlier this year, when there was a great deal of stuff in the newspapers about my own family and my father and who my father was, and we did talk about that with the Pope, that, you know, I had the most beautiful letters from people in the Anglican Communion who disagree with me profoundly, but really beautiful, pastoral, loving and supportive letters. So, no, I wouldn't say that.
In your words to him, you also talked about how he speaks to people far beyond the bounds of the church in Rome, in a manner, you said, which is universal. Now, this recognition, really, of the primacy of the Bishop of Rome is going to delight some, but it's also going to upset others, isn't it, within the Anglican Communion?
It may do, quite possibly. it's a statement of fact. The blessing of the Holy Father's ministry and of the ministry of the See of Rome has been experienced beyond the borders of the Catholic Church, the Church of Rome, for a long time, and is felt very passionately at the moment. I mean, look at the impact of the Year of Mercy. Look at the impact of Amoris Laetitia. Look at the impact of Laudato Si on COP21, on the climate change conference. It linked in with work being done by, led by the Archbishop of Southern Africa, the Anglican Archbishop, which gave a petition of 2 million signatures from the Global South. It's much more than 2 million in the Global North because the difficulties of collecting them. And had a huge impact on the delegates. And Laudato Si had a huge impact on the delegates and gave moral authority to that conference. So I don't think I'm being deliberately controversial.
You talked in Assisi about a breakthrough in relations, didn't you? I mean, what do you really mean by that?
I mean that after complications in the past around the ordination of women, clearly, let's be very upfront about it, we seem to have found renewed impetus, momentum, in how we work together and how we walk together. Doesn't mean everything's solved, doesn't mean we can share the Eucharist. There is still great pain in that, great pain. But we are finding that we can walk together, and that is beautiful.